I walked into the dean's office and I resigned. And she just told me that this was the most insane thing she'd ever heard. You're a rising star. You've published a couple of textbooks. Now you've got a book that's out there. We want to keep you here. And I said, no. I said, I've got to go. She said, well, what are you going to do? She said, jobs are very hard to come by. And college professor jobs at that time were very, very difficult to come by. And I said, I'm going to go out and talk about and do the things that I know I have to do. And I went out, and all of the worries and all of the fears, I just let them go because I knew it was time. And got in my car, took my family with me when I could, drove up and down the coast, did all-night radio shows many times. I did 14, 15 interviews in a day, and drove and found a way to get there myself, found like-minded people who supported me. People in the publishing world. I had a publicist. Her name was Donna Gould. And Donna just devoted herself to me for about 6 or 7 months, worked without any pay, called from her own phone at night, booked me into all of these different... she must have called the Phil Donahue show 50 times talking about it. And they always said, no. If you ever call here again and that we hear the name Wayne Dyer, we'll never let you call us again or have any business to do with us. And finally, something very strange happened. Someone who became a friend named Howard Papish picked up a copy of your Erroneous Zones at a party out in New York. And on the way back to Los Angeles, he was a talent coordinator for The Tonight Show. He called after he read it and asked if I'd like to come out and do a pre-interview. And I went out and I did a pre-interview, and I was on the Tonight Show that Monday night with, it was the last Monday in August of 1976. And I was on with a man named Shecky Green, who was a comedian, a Las Vegas comedian. And I went on the show and had 20 minutes in what was called the author spot, when the show was 90 minutes at that time. And it was a wonderful experience. And then I went back to the airport at LAX, and I got a telephone call. They paged me and said that Bob Dole at the Republican National Convention in Kansas City, Missouri, had gone over in his address to the convention. And NBC had decided to cover it so that my show, for the first time in the Tonight Show history, had been preempted. And they weren't going to air it. And it was this big disappointment.